you're hired. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A lot of Americans heard that last month. A hiring surge that prompted stocks to surge higher for a little bit. Fox's Lillian Wu has all the numbers live.
Dave, yeah, they rallied at the open about 1%, but now stocks are losing steam. The Dow is up more than 100 points, S&P 6, but the NASDAQ has turned negative. It's down more than 60, despite that stronger-than-expected jobs report, which showed 379,000 more people hired in February. Now, most of that, 355,000, was in the hospitality sector. Unemployment ticked down slightly to 6.2%. We are still short, though, some 10 million jobs compared to before the pandemic hit. Dave?
Lillian, the Senate will soon resume working on nearly $2 trillion in additional COVID financial aid the Democrats say is needed to keep boosting the economy, but they'll have to pass it without Republican support. GOP Senator John Barrasso tells Fox the bill's too big, and
it is so much unrelated to coronavirus.
Former President Trump is being sued by another Democrat in Congress over the deadly Capitol attack that got him impeached. Eric Swalwell alleges the former president, his attorney Rudy Giuliani, and Republican Congressman Mo Brooks, with their election fraud claims, conspired to violate civil rights and are responsible for death and destruction. An ex-Trump aide is now among those arrested. Fox's Rachel Sutherland is on the case live.
Dave, Federico Klein, a former mid-level State Department aide, was arrested by the FBI and charged with violent and disorderly conduct, assaulting an officer and obstructing Congress and law enforcement. According to court documents, Klein used a police shield to shove an officer as he tried to gain entry to the Capitol. The FBI used video evidence and social media photos to identify Klein, who worked on former President Trump's 2016 campaign. Dave?
America's listening to Fox News.
Heard the good news about COVID-19 vaccines? They're here, but you can do more than wait for your turn. Here's how. Stay at least 6 feet away from folks you don't live with. And it's risky to be indoors with them, too. And masks? Well, they protect both the person wearing them and the folks around them. Wear a mask, watch your distance, and make a big difference now.
Learn more about vaccines at cdc.gov/coronavirus. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Dell's semi-annual sale is the perfect opportunity for a significant business upgrade. Save up to 45% on Dell computers built for business and powered by Intel Core processors. Plus, enjoy special pricing on Dell docks, monitors, servers, and more. All with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Speak to a Dell Technologies advisor today to find the right tech for your business with fast, free shipping. Call 877-ASK-DELL. Again, that's 877-ASK-DELL.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. With 64 years of industry connections to have products in stock when others can't. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service. There's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center. And when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters. The best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane, rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals. You can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
The opinions voiced in this show, Money Talk, are for general information only and not intended for specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Hey, Yuma, this is Money Talk. Tom Rush here, another great Friday in Yuma, Yuma Investment Group. And I got my guest today, Blake Starworth. He's the general manager of Flightline Mazda Mitsubishi.
Correct. Bill Alexander's Flightline Mazda Mitsubishi. Thank you for having me, Tom.
No, no problem. I wanted to have someone come in, and you popped in my mind a couple times that I finally got hold of you. Wanted to talk a little bit to the listeners on, you know, what people should do if they're thinking about buying a car, some of the things they should plan for, also some of the things, since you're on the dealer side, and you've been doing this for a while, I'll get a little background information on you in a minute, but basically what some of the dealers like to look at or not look at. And I know technology is changing everything. I mean, naturally, the internet and social media and all that. So before we get started here, you want to just give a little background on yourself? I know you've been in the industry for a while, and let people know kind of your history.
Sure. Again, thank you for having me, Tom. So my name's Blake Stallworth. I'm the general manager of Bill Alexander's Flightline Mazda Mitsubishi, as Tom said. I've been in the business for approximately 20 years, 15 of which have been with the Alexander Automotive Group. I started with Mr. Hancock and Alexander Automotive Center as a fleet manager for Toyota and very quickly became a desk manager, finance director, so on and so forth, down the chain. So in the managerial facet for years, 20 years to be exact, and took it to the RV rings and arena and did pretty well there and jumped back into the automotive industry and I'm glad I did so. I was able to incorporate a lot of things that I've learned over the last few years and it's been a great experience, Tom. So we're happy to be home in Yuma and doing a lot of big things at Mazda. And I think, hands down, we had probably the biggest month any used car organization could have had, and definitely for a manufacturer's point of view with Mazda and Mitsubishi as my points, we did very well according to Mazda and Mitsubishi. So we're excited to keep carrying this over. And if you haven't seen it lately, driving down 32nd Street, take a peek over there at Mazda, and you'll see all the exciting things with both new and used cars. And we've implemented a lot of new sourcing strategies and ways to source used cars, and hands down have the best selection of used vehicles in any dealership in Yuma.
Yeah, and actually one of the reasons why I came across you was, I knew you for a while, but my wife was in the market of a car, and I don't know if you know this, but I don't buy new cars anymore, Blake.
Uh-huh. Oh, I know that, Tom.
I call
Tom's a Craigslist guy.
I call it value buying. Other people call it cheap, but anyways, I think it works. But anyways, my wife was interested in a car in the Buick Enclave, to be exact. So test drove one, and I didn't realize this, but, you know, we're looking around town, but you came across a source that you have, and I don't know if you want to explain what that was, because it was pretty cool. We got on the computer and pulled up a bunch of them, looked at the miles, looked at, you know, price.
Sure.
And then we got one ordered, so.
Sure, Tom. And forgive me, listeners, to divulge those secrets would be to let you guys know what I'm doing, and that'd be wrong. So, but I will let you know that with customers such as yourself, Tom, I have known you for a good amount of time, and you're very conservative and want to be careful when it comes to your car buying needs, and I don't blame you. I'm the same way. It's a scary world out there in these automotive dealerships and capacities. It's real easy to become for a vehicle to become a financial weight on your shoulders and a financial burden. You guys have all heard the statement upside down, and that happens all too often. I've implemented some plans and sources that enable us to buy cars at a very considerable amount of money back of the wholesale book value.
And I guess where I'm coming at is, just because it's not on the lot doesn't mean you can't buy something, because naturally the one we bought wasn't on the lot, you know.
So, correct. I believe it was in Nebraska.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that changes things a little bit. I know you can get on the internet and buy cars, but kind of to do it with a dealer and someone who has the contacts or whatever. So I guess where I'm coming at is, if someone's interested in a certain type of car, you don't just drive by and say, "Well, it's not on the lot, so heck, I don't want to go in there." I mean, you can go in there and still possibly find something that could be three states over, ship it down like we did, and be hopefully a happy camper.
Sure, for a considerable savings, still, believe it or not, with transportation. Let's face it, Tom. Nobody wakes up and thinks about buying a Mazda or a Mitsubishi. And so, with that being said, you definitely don't look over and see, "Oh, there's my dream car." But we've had to incorporate sourcing the vehicles and finding the customer the right car within a couple days of finding it. And to everybody out there, I will bring any car into our lot, and if you're not happy with it once it gets there, by all means, we're not holding your feet to the fire. We're not the old stereotypical horror stories that you've heard in the car business. We're going to honor the fact, hey, this isn't the right car. Let's try again. So,
And, you know, and it's good to look at other cars. I mean, I think we drove one of your Mazdas, was it the 9?
The CX-9, correct.
CX-9, yeah. So, I mean, we got a taste. But so anyways, if you're in the car buying business and you're looking to buy a car, let's talk first about credit. Like, how does credit impact somebody, the financial credit that they have and the score? And how do you know what's a dealership looking for? I know there's some people out there with probably beat up credit.
Right.
Other people might have great credit, like Russ Clark here, pushing 900.
I saw your credit this morning. Looks great, by the way.
but anyways, let's talk about that. So how do you guys look at that? How does that impact the buyer?
So of course, credit's a huge factor in buying a car, and you want to do what you can to keep your credit score up. And there's a lot of factors that go into it. Revolving credit. Credit companies, there's TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. And these bureaus want to see you with 33% or less of your revolving credit card debt, okay? They want to see history. They want to see 2 years plus on this credit bureau.
So just that means if I hypothetically make 100 grand a year, then my debt should be about 32 grand? Is that what that means, or can you break
well,
that down?
Well, no, it means the revolving credit, they'll go up to 52% of your debt to net income.
Okay.
But when you have a credit card, it needs to be below the 33% revolving. That means for all you credit card holders, if you have a $5,000 credit card, you want to keep it at 33% below your available debt,
because that helps basically. Okay.
It helps your score immensely, like to about 100 points.
Yeah. And that includes everything. Like if you have a JCPenney's card, any card, right?
Correct. Keep it at that. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Gas cards, credit, any type of credit card, they want to see 33% or less of revolving credit, and it actually can impact your score as much as 100 points if it's above that 33%.
Now, is that like a dead cutoff where you pretty much can't buy a car, or at that point you could still buy one but rates go higher?
Absolutely, you can still buy one. It's just it becomes an interest matter. You can go from 4.99 on a used car, 0% on a new car, 1.9 on a new, all the way up to 25.9%. I mean, it's a scary world if you don't take care of your credit.
So some people at your dealer, if they have bad credit, are today's world paying 25%?
Unfortunately, that is the case. However,
stick it to the broke guy.
Not even close, Tom. What I do with the broke guy at 25% is I help coach him to better his credit, and I have some resources for these people as well that are able to help them with their credit, better their credit. I think you're on this show with Derek Eggeberg. He's very familiar with that. And we use an individual that helps clean people's credit up. So if you do have faulty credit or less than perfect credit, come see me. I'll clean it up.
Sometimes it takes 2-3 months to get it cleaned up, right?
Anywhere from 30 to 90 days.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm just joking about that. I mean, people need a car to go to work.
Sure.
Car to take the kids around. So it is very important. You know, you don't see kids walking, families walking down Fourth Avenue much anymore. But
no, and at the same time, Tom, if somebody comes in and they make 100 grand a year and they have 95 going out and they're trying to add a $500 car payment, I'm not going to do it. I don't want to ruin their lives any more than it seems like they've already put themselves in that predicament. But like I said, we're going to coach them. We're going to help them. But at the same time, people need transportation from A to B, and we want to help facilitate that purchase for them.
So some of the, I don't know, myths, but stuff that I hear. So is it good, better to buy a car towards the end of the month? I mean, I heard that out before.
It's all a myth. Car dealers want to sell cars. It doesn't matter if it's the 1st or the 31st. We're going to do everything we can to earn your business. Sure, if we need to get 100 cars by the end of the month and we're at 95, we're more inclined to lose a little bit more money to secure that last 5 cars. But listen, come see me. I'm going to make you a deal, same on the 1st as I am the 31st.
Yeah. Okay, well, hey, I got some more questions for you when we come back. This is Money Talk, 560 AM.
Love it. Thank you.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. given recent events in the financial market. Doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. Is a college education a dream you hold for your newborn? It's important to take steps to begin meeting this financial challenge. To learn about flexible college savings programs, contact Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. They can help you plan today so you're prepared for tomorrow's college expenses. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258. 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 3113. Arizona license number 0904081. Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899, with Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258. 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 3113. Arizona license number 0904081.
This is Money Talk. Tom Rice here with Yuma Investment Group. I got my guest today, Blake Starworth. He's general manager for Bill Alexander's Flightline Mazda Mitsubishi. A lot of words there.
That's too big.
That is a lot of words. but you'll remember it. Mazda Mitsubishi are from Japan, right? I mean, that's their origination?
North American, yes.
North American, Japan.
North American. Well, listen. But originally they're built in Japan, but now they build in the States too. Correct. Okay. There are some factories in the States. It's just an amazing product. They've bar none. They just won several new awards last week. National Institute of Highway Safety. They won the safest car in America. Car and Driver put them above the Nissan Rogue as far as the subcompact SUV cars. They're just getting a lot of really good accolades and praises for being a safest car. There's another, the Mazda 3 got a Best Buy under $25,000. They're really sweeping the market with awards.
Trying to take a run at Honda and Toyota.
Well, they're really trying to take a run at Toyota.
Oh, yeah.
And with what they're doing, like I said, you got to drive one. Drive one versus a Camry. Drive a Mazda 6 versus a Camry. Drive a CX-5 versus a Rogue. Drive these cars versus what you're looking at, and I assure you, you will be glad you did.
So someone's interested in buying a car. What are some of the other things that they should prep for? I personally know about the Kelley Blue Book. You might want to explain kind of what that is.
That's a great topic, Tom. You know, it's funny because in the car world, we've heard of devaluating the trade, and people come in, and we tell you over the phone your trade's worth $1 amount, and then you come in, and we rub our hands over the fenders or the tires, and, you know, this car, you know, as you said, it was worth $10,000, but I see there's $1,000 here, $1,000. Clean your car, detail it, get it in tip-top shape, bring it in. We're going to give you all the money for it because we need those used cars. You know, the families that don't have cars that can't afford new, need your used cars. Bring them in. Let us give you top dollar for it.
And the Kelley Blue Book, it's an app. You can get it online now. But they have like three different levels. One's a trade-in value because you kind of type in your car's info. And then the other one is
private party.
Third party, private party, right. And then the other one's retail.
Yeah, private party, wholesale, trade-in, and retail.
Well, there's four of them.
And Kelley Blue Book is a West Coast trade-in tool. There's NADA and Black Book, which is an East Coast thing. Definitely look at Kelley Blue Book. And it's no secret, 8 out of every 10 shoppers that come to our dealerships today have done their research prior to us. In most cases, the customer is more educated than our salesman. You know, we push and manage certifications and make sure our guys know the latest, greatest, and newest product.
But you kind of wish someone went in there educated because then you know that much more serious about buying something, right?
The days of the yellow plaid and green pant car salesman days are over, okay?
You have a green jacket on.
Yeah, but it's a golf jacket, and just because you wanted to wear it on the way in doesn't mean it's not good. So that's funny. The days of the old car salesman ripping your heads off are over. We know when we want and we encourage the consumer to be educated. We want you to be on the same playing field as we are. And we're not in it to make, you know, $5,000 per copy. We're in it to make $500 per copy on a lot more units. We want to do volume versus growth.
Now, the dealership on who you guys buy cars through, Mazda, Mitsubishi, an example.
Right.
How does that whole thing work with quantity? Because I know quantity is better, right?
Sure. They do demographic, and they give you allocation every month. And I did an allocation yesterday with Mazda. They say, hey, you have three CX-5s, one CX-9, and two Mazda 3s. Which ones do you want? Well, in this current day and age, I want all of them because we're doing really well. We want the consumers to see this product. But they do a very good job of allocating and tracking what you sold last month versus this month and what they believe you should take. And then based on what they believe, I add or subtract from them.
And then that production line is probably based on all these dealerships put together, and they can kind of get a feel for what they got to push out.
Sure, and with COVID, it's been real tough because they either don't have computer programmers or
the chip, the
relays.
The chips have been a problem.
Chips have been a major problem.
Let's talk about that because I don't think people fully understand it. I mean, I read about it and think I understand it, but
again, you're probably more educated than me when it comes to these chips, Tom.
Well, I mean, nowadays, as you know, cars are kind of a computer driving down the road to some degree.
Yeah. Sure.
And those computers take chips. I'm not sure what kind, computer chips.
Right.
But they've had, with the COVID, I think they had a lack of production on the chips.
And they've had a big demand, too, particularly in the Teslas, EVs, and so they take more chips even than a nice car.
Correct. And it's been a major supply and demand issue, but it's not just with the PCM programming and the chips. It's been across the board with brake components and wheels and tires.
Someone told me even the gaming are taking chips from the car guys.
What happened with COVID, everybody staying home, computer sales soared. And went crazy, gaming went soared, and they sucked up chips.
Yeah.
So there was a big demand for chips because everybody's staying home.
Right. A lot of those chips now are made, I mean, I know South Korea, Taiwan Semiconductor.
There's only a couple companies that make it. There's not very many.
Yeah, and a lot of them are not U.S. Some not U.S.
None of them.
So I'm sure they get first dibs from, you know, their people.
Yeah. Tesla designed its own chips recently, but they're not making them. They have to farm it out.
I was going to say, they still have them subbed out. And
they have
but
to.
They did design them
for that technology to buy that is right. crazy.
Now, have you ever been to a production room where they're producing a car through robots?
I've been to several recreational vehicle RV manufacturers that produce RVs, and it's quite a sight. I have not been to an automotive dealership or production facility.
Seen pictures of it, but it looks pretty.
It is pretty
intense,
neat.
Huh?
There's a couple RV manufacturers that I've been in that are very similar to the automotive industry, and it's very impressive.
Yeah. So, as far as when you is it a big deal if you put down more money when you buy?
Sure, it helps your payment. It helps your payment, and for those that we were talking about a minute ago with the subprime credit, those individuals, you know, you either have good credit and get a car. Where in a lot of cases you buy your credit with more money down, it increases your chances. Banks definitely want to see participation. They want to see that you're readily available to make a payment, so they encourage and like money down.
So if your credit's not as good, you might be kind of forced to put more money down.
Absolutely. And banks will require 10%, or they'll require, you mentioned Kelley Blue Book. Banks will, you know, in a lot of cases, if you have challenged credit, they'll require it to be 90% of the wholesale Kelley Blue Book value.
So with everything you've seen in Yuma, is Yuma average credit community or yeah?
I would say, you know,
the fifth.
Listen, we're not
I'd like to plead the fifth on that. Listen, Yuma is
working.
It's a great town. We have a lot of great credit, but there's a lot of challenge credit out there. And again, we want to help the challenge credit. And to be truthful with you, Mazda was always that store. And for the listeners out there, Mazda was always the store that, again, nobody wakes up thinks about buying a Mazda or Mitsubishi. So Mazda always ended up with the customers that were up and down the street and got, and this is a great topic. Mazda is the store that people always went to last after they were turned down at the Chevrolets, the Fords, the Toyotas. And that's another big thing that consumers need to know with buying a car. Sure, banks understand you're shopping, you're trying to get the best rate. But when, as a consumer, if you go to a car dealership to purchase a car and you contract on that car and sign those documents, know that the finance manager, in most cases, will, what it's called shotgun, and they're going to shotgun your credit to 10 different banks, and that really hurts your credit. You want to make sure and speak and communicate with the managers and the finance managers, do not shotgun my credit. Go to one or two banks and see what they say. And if you're unable to secure my financing, thank you very much, but I'm going to try somewhere else.
That's a good thing to know.
And it's great. And in most cases, we get credit. And it's just horrific to see this. A consumer will come in. They were down the street at another dealership, and they come into our dealership, and an uneducated finance manager that's just trying to make money will shotgun this individual to 10 banks. And let's just say per bank, your credit drops 10, 20 points.
Oh.
So by the time that, you know, you might go into one dealership at a 700, and by the time you go to the third dealership, you're at a 500. And that hurts you drastically.
So I know when you do a house, you get pre-approved, so at least you know what house you can afford. They don't have something like that with cars, do they, where you kind of get a pre-approval so you're not shotgunning it like they're talking about it?
Unfortunately, no, Tom.
That's a new business there, Blake.
Unfortunately, we would go from 100-whatever sales to 50 sales if we did that, because there's ether, right? People come in, they want a car. They need a car today to take Sally and Joseph to the football track or whatever football field after work.
Yeah.
And if they come in and we had to wait for a pre-approval, they're going to go to the next dealership or the next person that will put them in a car.
Yeah.
Don't let them leave.
Again, we're not those guys, Russ. No pressure. We're not going to hold your feet to the fire. Listen, go think about it. Sleep on it.
I went to his dealership, and he has handles when you open the front door, but there's no handles.
There you can get out. Hotel California.
Hey, automatic lock.
Anyways, I don't know. What else out there that can you think of that people should consider when they're buying?
You know, the car buying experience and process does not have to be a painful one. It's a great, fun experience if you let it. The stereotypical days of the old car guys and the horrific
five
stories that you've heard, those are all done. As a matter of fact, we can conduct an entire car purchase transaction from the comfort of your own home. Just give us a call, 928-314-3400, my cell phone, 928-488-2844, and I'll show you how easy it can be to purchase a vehicle.
Hey, we'll be right back. This is Money Talk, 5-6 a.m.
Eric Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899, with Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. Is a college education a dream you hold for your newborn? It's important to take steps to begin meeting this financial challenge. To learn about flexible college savings programs, contact Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. They can help you plan today so you're prepared for tomorrow's college expenses. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258, 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Hey, Yuma, this is Money Talk here. Tom Rush, Yuma Investment Group. We got our guest today, Blake Starworth, General Manager at Alexander Flightline
Mazda Mitsubishi. Getting closer.
Hey, Bill, I cut that out. But anyways, kind of want listeners to know, him being in the car business, some of the things you should watch out for, think about when you buy a car. Naturally, let's talk about technology, because as we all know, in all aspects of our lives, technology is squeezed in. How has it changed your guys' profession in the last 3, 4, 5 years?
Tremendously. You know, it's all about safety. We're putting our children in these cars. We're putting our mothers in these cars, and it's all about safety. And these cars have come so far with blind spot monitoring. I think we have a phone call.
You do. You're going to have that headset put on. Do you have one?
I do.
You're on the air.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Just a question when you talk about car buying, because I do try to keep my dollars local here. I mean, I know people always want to run off to Phoenix and think they're going to get the better deal and what have you not. And sometimes it's true and sometimes not so true. But I think we living in our community, we owe at least an opportunity to our local dealers to do that. But a question that I have, and I've purchased a couple of new trucks here from a local dealership, is, you know, you go and you get on the floor or walk on and you get attacked by salesmen, and okay. But they do their job and they sell you on the vehicle. Usually when you go in there, you know what you're going to buy anyway, so it's one of those deals. But they take you in and then they work you up. And then, and I had this happen, and I actually told the salesman, I said, look, you've done your job. You sold me the vehicle. Tell your finance manager to get off this butt, off that comfort chair, and come out here and talk to me so we can do it, because I don't like this back and forth. Well, let's do this price, or let's do this price, or let's do this. And every, I mean, you sit there for 2 hours while we play ping pong.
Yeah,
and
right.
You say, you know what? Get that guy. I don't want to talk to the guy in the bottom. Give me the top guy. Come down here. Give me my finance charge. This is what it's going to be, and let's make the deal.
Sure.
It just gets real tiresome when that happens, and I think it's unnecessary. If you throw your best deal out there and let's be done with it. I mean, we shouldn't have to sit there for 2 hours and negotiate a price.
Sure, I agree. That's a great, great scenario and a great subject. And that, like I said earlier, we're trying to get away from that and that stereotypical grind and the markers back and forth and ABC pencils. We want to be as transparent as we can be. And I appreciate you trying to keep your money local. I wish there were more individuals like you. I heard a horror story last night at my son's football practice of an individual working a deal with a customer or with a dealership in Phoenix. They went to Phoenix. It was all smoke and mirrors, and they changed the entire number and the game when he got there. And you're right, and we encourage at Bill Alexander's Flightline, Mazda, Mitsubishi, our managers to get involved. I'm the general manager, and you won't even sit down without meeting me and greeting me, and I'll make sure that your buying experience is a pleasant one, and we're not doing the pull-the-wool-over-your-eyes sales techniques and hiding it. As a matter of fact, you drive down 32nd Street, you see all of my cars are priced. It's a very, very smooth transaction.
Yeah, and I feel your pain, too, because I've done that before, and you kind of want someone who can make a decision on the spot and not have to run back to ask yes or no and then come back and then
That's the old school.
Yeah, the back and forth.
So that happened to you recently then, huh? I mean, like the last 6 months?
Well, I hung up on it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Really?
Yep. We're over here talking to ourselves. I like it.
We still are.
But every type of business, you know, there's success stories and there's bad service, good service. And,
sure.
You know, but I think the technology, we'll get back to technology. Let's get back to safety.
Right.
I don't know if you guys know this, but right before New Year's, me and my wife was driving. Car hit us from behind and rolled our car, and I think we rolled twice. We're doing about 45 miles an hour, so it's pretty fast. But anyways, I was surrounded by airbags. And I had a GMC Yukon,
yeah.
But I was amazed that, and all the windows just webbed out, but no glass.
Turned into a big pillow.
And then, you know, we couldn't even see each other. We were both in the front seat. She was driving. But, you know, all the bags came out, and I was very impressed.
Right.
And, you don't think about that stuff when you buy a car. But now when, you know, you think about it, now that, hey, that probably, you know, maybe we didn't get hurt either, really.
Right.
So it was
amazing.
Well,
that's what the National Traffic Institute of Safety is, and Car and Driver, and all of the other third-party identities that test these vehicles and give them ratings. That's what they're for.
Yeah.
Is because, you know, your Tahoe turned into a pillow. You got knee airbags, side curtain airbags, steering wheel airbags. The windows have tin on them to prevent them from shattering on you.
The airbags were all the way back. And Yukon's a pretty long car, but,
right.
You know, no one's in the back seat, but all that airbagged out, too.
Yeah. It's huge. And with the technology of connecting your car to your cell phone, making it very easy. Mazda's motto, is ease of use, keep your eyes on the road for safety. You know, the BMWs and Mercedes, how they have the controls on your right hand in between the passenger and driver's seat. It's what Mazda does now. They want your eyes focused on the road. They don't want you looking at the dash to tune it to your favorite radio station or to look at your oil life or gas mileage or whatever. And that's a big thing with cars and when you're looking at a car. Russ, you and I had a conversation during the commercial break, and I think that's huge. What customers and consumers
that are listening need to do, and I've always encouraged this in my years in this business, is don't pressure to buy a car today. Ask your sales consultant, ask a manager, the caller just called in. I agree, managers need to be more involved with the consumer. And the biggest thing that I've always encouraged, you don't know. Don't be forced to make a decision today. We're going to put you on an extended test drive overnight. We're going to let you take this car home without the pressures of the salesman, without the pressures of the managers, and let you get a feel for the car on your own. See if it fits in the driveway. See if it fits in the garage. See if your wife likes it, if the dog fits. Take it home for the night. We're going to let you do that.
I don't know if you guys listen to Dave Ramsey, but every now and then I listen to him. So his theory is if you're going to spend more than $1,000 on any product, TV or whatever, basically think about it.
Absolutely.
You know, don't get the impulse buy.
Correct.
And then after 2-3 days, you still want to buy it, go back and do it.
I agree.
So, I don't know if it was I don't know what the number was, but it was something.
No,
like
it makes
that.
Sense.
You have cars for sale for $1,000 on your lot, right?
Absolutely.
No.
I mean, listen, we take trade-ins all the time. I have two in the back that are under $1,000.
You do?
Absolutely. We don't want to get involved with that because typically they're going to have over 100,000 miles.
Yeah.
You have in precision.
Okay? Sure.
You have in precision, understand the maintenance and
absolutely
required work to get those cars to stay long-lasting. But sure, if it's something that a family is going to benefit from and can't afford otherwise, I'm going to facilitate that for you.
I think that's great. Not a lot of people will do anything other than late models.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And we don't want to put somebody in a car, and a month later they come back, hey, well, this is happening, this is happening, this is happening. So understand that as a consumer, but at the same time, we want to help you stay within your budget and afford
right.
what you can afford.
Good for you. Not a lot of people could. Because that's a big... big deal. I mean, $1,000 car, who knows what's going to be.
Absolutely. I have guys like Tom call me all the time, hey, I need a $1,000 car for my son, my daughter, whoever. And we want to facilitate that. And listen, there's not a better joy for me in this industry to help people better their lives, better their experiences. I agree. My grandfather always said, don't get in the car business. And I got in the car business. And, when consumers get out of the car, like our caller a minute ago, he's had some bad experiences. And I feel for him. And there's nothing harder than having somebody get out of a car on your lot and stereotype you automatically as a car guy. I'm changing the name of that game.
So, I mean, the gentleman who called in made me think about this, but I ask you, so who's involved when someone walks on and buys a car? So you got the sales guy.
Right.
Who he's kind of works the floor, right?
Correct.
Looking for people coming in.
Correct.
And then what's the other... What are the layers of people involved?
And again, with respect to the caller, there are those dealerships that have people staring at the lot and sicking people on everybody that walks in, not giving them the comfort of looking, kicking, testing, driving, whatever, a car prior to a salesman coming out to answer questions. Listen, the salesman's job is to develop a relationship with the customer. It's not to just go out there, sell them a car, and be done with it. The salesman's job is to develop a relationship, follow up with the customer on the first, third, and fifth day, to ensure he knows how to use that technology we just talked about, to ensure he understands the safety benefits of that car. We want our salesmen to establish lifelong relationships. The process is, sure, there's a salesman that goes out there that should be product trained and knowledgeable to help a customer understand the pros and the cons, the benefits, the features, and all that of our car versus the competitor. Why are you looking at a Mazda 6 versus a Toyota Camry versus a Honda Accord? What are the differences? What are the pros and cons of those three cars? Our salesmen need to be knowledgeable to know that. Then the process from there is to, of course, with respect to the caller again, bring him into the showroom and sit him down. We need to get that pertinent information from these customers. We need to know their name. How are they registering the vehicle? If they are going to finance it, what is their credit score? Where have they worked? How much money do they make? It's a painful process at times, but it's mandatory to get that customer the absolute best possible deal. We don't want to just fling from the hip and say, oh, we're going to give you 4.99 when you could probably get 2.99. We want to get adequate, correct information so we can give you the absolute best possible deal. And then the sales manager values the trade-in, if there is one, and then looks at the vehicle, deciphers the price, the interest rate, and the term, and then there's the back and forth. Goes back to the customer, this is what we can do. From that point, we gather all the information. It goes into the box, they call it, which is the finance department. And the finance managers offer the customer the opportunity to protect their investment with gap insurances and warranties, so on and so forth, which I know, Russ, you laugh. I've saved million, or not
oh,
millions.
Oh, I know. There's a lot of stuff to go
there's,
through.
There's really good stuff. I've saved thousands of dollars with these extended warranties.
Sure.
They really help, and we don't.
No, we recommend them, particularly on a lot of cars, like a diesel particularly.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It might not be so much the part that costs a lot of money, but it might take 11 hours to put that $100 part in.
All right.
Absolutely.
Hey, we'll take another break here. This is Money Talk, 5, 6 a.m.
To enjoy a longer productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899, with Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. Is a college education a dream you hold for your newborn? It's important to take steps to begin meeting this financial challenge. To learn about flexible college savings programs, contact Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. They can help you plan today so you're prepared for tomorrow's college expenses. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258, 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
This is Money Talk. Tom Rush here, Yuma Investment Group. We got our guest today, Blake Stallworth, General Manager at Bill Alexander Flightline Mitsubishi.
Mazda Mitsubishi, you're getting closer.
Hey, give me one more shot. So we're talking about buying cars, the experience and all that. And we're kind of talking about what happens inside the dealership as far as the people. So when in general, I mean, you might work things differently because I know you're a people person,
right.
But when in general, like, general managers don't come out a lot, right? I mean, they don't.
Typically, I mean, it's up to that individual.
Yeah.
All dealerships are ran differently, and everybody has a motive.
Uh-huh.
A motive of a general manager could be a service department because they typically make more percentages on those profits. Listen, at the end of the day, my goal, and I'm trying not to turn this into a plug for Bill Alexander Flightline Mazda Mitsubishi. There it is again, Bill Alexander Flightline Mazda Mitsubishi.
Yeah, good job.
Just kidding, guys. Listen, my goal is, spell it backwards. My goal is just as people and relationships. Those of you that know me and Yuma know that. I care about the customer and the longevity of that relationship. As a matter of fact, for those people that are thinking to go outside of Yuma to get a better deal, think of this. You know, people like myself have to sit with you on a football field or at a track. I don't want to be the guy that sits next to you and 3 years later, I sell you a car and then 3 years later you're trying to get out of that car and you can't because you realize the dealership ripped your head off with it. I want to be the guy that enables you to get into an inexpensive, best-priced vehicle and be able to trade out of it when you want to trade out of it and not be stuck in it or buried in it or upside down in it. Somebody sold me an RV in 2012. I owe an immense amount of money. It's worth about a quarter of what I owe on it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to ever have that problem with anybody in Yuma. It's a small town. We want to care about everybody around us. So I definitely encourage those that are thinking of going outside of our town to please come give us a try. Give your local dealership a try. Find out who the general manager is. Tell the salesperson you want to meet him directly. Shake his hand and express your concerns of purchasing local. Express your concerns of going back and forth. Help those general managers know that you don't want to do that.
So I know, you know, a lot's going on with solar, I mean, houses and other things. Seems like the car industry should embrace that a little more. Are they? I mean,
absolutely. And I Russ and I just mentioned that a little bit. Listen,
not so. I mean, I'm not, I know there's electric, but I'm talking about actually having like a roof that takes in the sun and
does
something.
Oh God, Tom, here, you're awesome ideas. That's something great. I think you should patent that by the end of the day. Listen, Tesla, I would imagine, would have already done something like that. Mm-hmm. I know the RV industry has tons of solar opportunities on.
Yeah, but on cars, it doesn't make sense. You're not going to get enough miles for Tesla. There is another car that's more efficient than a Tesla that's coming out. It's going to have some solar on it. But they get like 40 miles a day.
Who makes that, Russ?
Can't remember. It's one in California.
Yeah.
It's not hit the road yet. It's going to hit next year.
Sure. They do it on a lot of those. They're called Class B vans, the Mercedes Sprinters, the Ford Transit. They have solar panels on them.
Are they doing those?
Absolutely.
They're not going to get that many miles out of it.
No,
it's
more of a battery-saving thing, so you're trying to go off the grid. And,
but if you're camping for a week or so, right? I mean, it kind of helps.
Absolutely, go off the grid.
If you're 5 miles off the road and you're out of battery, it's going to be nice. You get 5 miles back maybe by the end of the day.
Put a big lithium battery and you can stay for 2 weeks.
How about the driverless cars? I mean, that seems to be the way, you know, technology. What's that?
Autonomous cars coming.
Yeah. It's scary. We see them in Phoenix every time we go.
Yeah.
They're testing them out. A million cameras all over them. And
I can't wait till I can just get on my smartphone and, like, hail an Uber-type car. Comes up with no driver, jump in it, and say, take me home, because I want to get in the back seat.
Yeah. You know, I think that's the cool thing about Yuma and you saying that, Russ, is it's no secret. Yuma, for all intents and purposes, we're a little behind the curve with technology and, you know, typically a Phoenix or San Diego gets something a little bit before us.
Sure.
But the great thing is we're always protecting that bubble for recessions and other things that might hit those bigger cities. So I think a lot of that, especially we talked about the electric vehicles, the PHEV electric, the half electric, half gas. You know, we have that capability. We have charging points. Mitsubishi makes a great PHEV. Yuma just has not embraced it yet. We talked about the Teslas that are out there. But it's definitely coming. It's definitely coming.
It is. We're, you know, California is probably 6-7%.
Sure.
Just, you know, electric vehicles.
Sure.
Yuma's probably 0.05.
I think you're pretty accurate.
You know.
And on the charging stations, can you cross charge like a Mazda can go to a Tesla?
I can't answer that question.
Will they take the same plug? No, but you can get some adapters.
You know what's funny to talk about kind of behind the curve with Yuma? I had this talk with a parent last night again on the football field with my son, and he was expressing concerns and frustration of just the simple start-stop technology.
I don't like it.
Oh, see? We just can't embrace it.
What is that? I don't know.
So a lot of these vehicles now, Ford does a really good job with it. I think they were the first to do it. You pull up to a stop sign, you're firing on all 8 cylinders, pull up to a stop sign, it'll stop.
The engine stops.
The electric.
The engine stops, but the compressor still runs AC, the radio, and everything else. And then once you apply the gas pedal again, the engine comes back on. It prevents gas usage. It prevents, obviously, toxins in the environment. It's a pretty unique.
So that's not, you're not talking about electric car. You're talking about a regular engine.
No,
right?
Yeah,
regular
engine. Start. Stop technology.
Regular engine. Yeah.
So you said you didn't like. I mean,
I don't.
And why?
I don't like that engine starting and stopping. I mean, I don't want to wear out the starters. And maybe they got a better one in there or something. I don't like the feel. And there's a small hesitation that just
it doesn't
feel right.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, you hear the engine fire back up like when
when you're in a golf cart. Yeah. You're in a golf cart. You get out of it. It stops.
Yeah.
You get in and step on the accelerator. It starts up.
Yeah,
same thing,
okay.
Except it's a car.
Right.
Yeah, and the new ones have it. They're not easy to override, but I know how.
There are ways.
Well, and every car's different. GM's different, sure. And I just had a Hyundai, and it has it. And Had to look
we won't hold that against you, Russ.
Well, I looked up on how to override it.
Yeah. Well, some cars, I mean, every time you start it, there's a button you turn it off. My wife tried to link it.
And they have that one.
Sure.
And that's nice.
Right.
But it's just annoying.
Again, talk to your local dealer. Talk to the service department. Meet the service managers.
Yeah.
At any dealership with any, you know, especially, again, stay local. But with any of these dealerships, we want you to meet the GM. We want you to meet the service manager. We want you to meet the parts manager. Become comfortable with your dealership. We pride ourselves on wanting you to have a comfortable experience from getting an oil change and the service lobbies and the waiting room. We want you to have a good experience and feel comfortable home away from home.
So you're saying the mechanic side is more sometimes more profitable than selling the cars? Is that what
we're saying? That can absolutely
be. If they're doing it right.
That, again, that's why we buy extended warranty.
Yeah.
So we let that profit lie on the warranty company themselves. An individual mentioned something the other day, Tom. I think you were present. The individual mentioned why not to buy an extended warranty, and his story on that was if you look at all of the visual brochures and all of the displays of why to buy this warranty, well, think about how much all that costs. Well, at the same time, these warranty companies are spending that money on the visual materials, brochures, trifolds, desks, yada, 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 for a reason. They want you to be protected, and they take that unwanted expense out of your pocket away from you and give you that comfortable peace of mind.
Yeah. Because if you have a transmission fail or something like that,
$2,000 to $3,000.
Yeah, and even $4,000 or $5,000.
Absolutely.
But even an air conditioner is $1,500.
We did a water pump yesterday on a vehicle that was $1,500
for a water pump. Yeah.
Water pump.
Sometimes the pump may only be a couple hundred bucks.
A newer car. It was a newer SUV.
But sometimes you got to take half the car apart to get to it.
Sure.
That's just a fact. They're not hanging on the very front anymore.
No, they're not. Highly, highly encouraged.
And not only that, but these cars have such technology in them. I was talking to the insurance guy, my car got totaled. And he said, we got to total out most of these cars nowadays. Like, they're hard to fix back up.
Absolutely, because they're too expensive.
Yeah, and they're too much going 100%. On. Yeah.
Well, when you blow every airbag like that, it's generally totaled because just to replace every one of those is expensive. I mean, it may save your life, but it cost me a lot of money.
Well, I'd say you had me at one rollover, Tom. You rolled it twice. It's totaled.
Yeah, you think you are Tiger Woods?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, speaking of that, I mean, I just saw pictures of the wreck from Tiger Woods, but it was pretty far down in the gully. But in the old days, people died from that. You know, nowadays, people walk away from that.
The heavier cars, the motors would push back.
They'd end up in your lap.
Sure. Sure.
That's not comfortable.
So I'll let you have the last word, Blake. Anything else you want to say?
Yeah, Tom, Russ, thank you, gentlemen, for having me. This was a great pleasure and honor. And I do just want to say again, Blake Stallworth, Bill Alexander's Flightline Mazda Mitsubishi. We are trying to change the name of the game in the automotive industry, ladies and gentlemen. It doesn't have to be painful anymore. It doesn't have to be an uncomfortable experience. Come on down and see us. Let me show you how we're making it easier and what we can do for you. Appreciate you guys for having me on the show. Thank you.
Hey, everybody. Have a great weekend. Stay safe. Enjoy the weather.
The opinions voiced in this show, Money Talk, are for general information only and not intended for specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
I didn't negotiate any of it, I just said it. And I can't wait. Can I ask you, Mike?
From the 1 hour air conditioning and heating studio, this is News Talk 560 KVLU, Yuma.